This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We continue on with the back-to-school series and about ready to wrap it up. We'll finish tomorrow, but today, Superintendent Don Wensley, a Camas Valley Charter School, the principal there as well. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, glad to be here.
So overall, let people know a little bit about Camas Valley Charter School, kind of unique.
Yeah, it's a small school. We sit about 16 miles outside Winston on Highway 42. School was built in 1928, so charter school. We have kids from about 220, 30 kids, depending, you know, year to year. And we draw kids from, you know, 'cause we're charter, we have kids from Roseburg, Winston area, and Camas Valley.
And how many staff do you have?
We have about 45 staff, so pretty good-sized staff for us for a small school.
And how long have you been there?
I'm starting my fourth year, so enjoy it. It's been a great 4 years. Just renewed a new contract this year, so I'm there for three more at least. So.
And what's your background before that?
Well, I started in education in '92, so I think that comes out to 30 years ago. And I started off as a teacher, so I taught history for 16 years. So that's teacher, and then went to an athletic director, and then moved my way up from principal, you know, vice principal, principal, then into superintendent. So this is about my 10th year as a superintendent.
And what was it that made you go to the dark side of administration?
Well, luckily, I resisted it for a long time. I stayed in the teaching athletic director role because I love being around kids, and I didn't want to get away from that because sometimes in a district, you know, you get thrown into a district office, it's hard to have contact. Well, I found a way around that is that I get involved with small schools. So small schools, you are right in the building. So my office at Camas Valley is in the high school hallway. And so my title is superintendent principal. So I have, you know, dual roles. So that's the way I got around that and got into it that direction. I've always been with small schools, so I love small schools.
What is it about it that you like the best?
Just the relationships with the kids and the staff and the community. I love the small school feel. I've had a couple opportunities in my career to go a little bit bigger, and I resisted that because I just love that small school feel. And, you know, knowing people in the community, there's one gentleman out there I first met, been coming, he's started in Camas Valley in 1943. You know, so you meet people like that with a history and stuff around it. So it's fun to be around people like that in the community.
When you have a smaller enrollment, a smaller staff, or is there ever any downside to that?
Not really for me. I mean, I just love that because it's you get to know the kids, so it's relational. So you have a small class size, you get to know what's going on in their lives. You get to be involved with their families and get to know them, and it's a kind of a personal touch. So it's a lot more to me. That's enjoyable. So I love that feel of that.
And when was it that you knew you wanted to be in education?
I think in college I was working with the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, and we deal with kids every single day. Love that. And I think that's what started it. I started helping out working there, but I started helping out in the educational side of that, helping kids with homework and those pieces when I was in college. And I was like, I love this. And when you see improvement from kids, that was just something that I really enjoyed. So I think that kind of what led me in that direction.
Now, is your enrollment looking up or down or about the same this year?
We're a little bit lower. Not much. We're about 10 below we were last year. So it's about we were at 230 last year. We're about 220, I believe, this year. So around that ballpark.
Now, some of the superintendents that have been in the last couple of weeks have talked about this feeling more like the first normal year, phasing into wherever we're at with a pandemic going on. But being a smaller school, you had some advantages there during the midst of the pandemic, right?
So Camas Valley had a big advantage, and that was that when it first happened, we did not get shut down. So when the fires had happened, like, you know, for Glide, for example, they got caught in a start date and that kind of stuff. We did not get caught in that. We actually started before that stuff happened. So we were able to get our full school year in. So, we were fortunate there. And it is right what the superintendent is saying. It is so nice this year to start off without mask and see my kids' faces and expressions. It's just awesome. It's just a joy to be in school that way and get back to it.
Now, you guys started like a week and a half ago, right?
Yep. We've been going since we went before Labor Day. So.
And looking at the smaller school, you've talked about some of the advantages. I'm curious, I've asked everybody this question in some way or form. What about security? There is a lot of talk around the nation about security at schools. A lot of districts are working on things. There's different funding mechanisms to help pay for that. What about Camas Valley?
We have our campus is enclosed with fencing that's locked. We have a security system in the doors, or we have switches on the doors. So there's a double entry situation. So there's ways to secure ourselves really quick and safely. So it's pretty secure there. You can't just walk onto our campus.
And that is an older building, though. Now, is the fencing and all that been there for a long time?
Well, I like projects, and I put in new fencing, so I have pretty much new fencing pretty much around that, around the facility.
And any other security upgrades that you're looking at down the road?
Just new camera system. So we put a new camera system in. We're upgrading that a little bit because we've expanded. So we've been, getting a little bit better quality camera system for the area, for the or 20, I think it's about 23 acres.
So. How do you feel that helps? I mean, cameras are so common these days, but yet it wasn't that many years ago that they were very uncommon, especially at a school.
Yeah, it's nice. It's beneficial to use them for certain situations. So we even have cameras on our bus. So like when an incident happened on a bus the other day, and vice principal gets out the video and sees what happened on the film. If something happens or alarm goes off, you can look right, or I can get right on and look and see what's going on in that area. So it's a nice advantage to have those.
Kind of take some of the drama out of some of those situations then.
Yeah, you're not guessing all the time. So it's kind of nice. We had one, it was kind of funny. We came in one day and our sign was laying flat on the ground. There's a road sign out in the front of our school. And it was laying flat, went back to the video, and a truck had just come into our parking lot, turned around, and drove right through the sign, knocked it over. But we found out what happened just with the video.
Yeah. And for the people in Camas Valley, what do you feel like the support level is you have for what you're doing out there?
The community is awesome. I mean, it is. They love their school and their community, and they're involved. So a lot of involvement. They're very supportive of the projects and things that are going on and the educational pieces. So if we need help, we ask. So they're there. When we need stuff, they're always willing. And so it's just a great community to be around.
Now, weather sometimes in Camas Valley, I mean, there are times when we get into the midst of winter where you're probably one of the first districts to really deal with some of the issues just based on the topography of the area out there.
Yeah, that gets interesting at times. So we come over Camas Mountain there. So it is, I remember my staff, when we canceled school last year, we had about 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground. And there was nothing in Winston. So a lot of my staff come from that direction. So they're like, we're really canceling school? And I'm like, yes. Because out there, when you get up on that hill, you start getting the snow. And normally, when you start dropping down, like if you come into the Winston side, the weather gets a little bit better. But you drop into the valley there, and we will still hold the snow and that kind of stuff will hold all the way through the valley. So it gets to be pretty interesting come wintertime. So, but we're pretty much used to it. We're driving it a lot out there. So, it doesn't seem to be too big of a deterrent.
All right, more when we come back. The interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. Shannon Sebastian has your cue, part of KQEN Local Talk, coming up at 4. We wrap up the back-to-school series tomorrow. Superintendent Steve Woods of Days Creek School will be in with us. Don Wensley from Camas Valley in here today. One of the big things in education, it seems like around the nation, not as many people are going into the field of education, it seems like. Some are getting into teaching through some kind of new pathways, especially in Oregon, that have been created. But and for a small school, is it been more challenging to get your positions filled?
Well, we've been fortunate to retain a lot of our staff. So I haven't had the problem. I have a lot of openings, so that's been beneficial. But I have noticed in the openings I've had, the number of applicants has been a lot smaller. So that has been an issue at times. So it's hard to find people that are willing, you know, to get involved now with education. I think it's, you know, it's been a hard, it's a path that I think has been probably been a little bit negative, I think, recently because all the stuff been going on with the pandemic and things of that nature. So, but we've been fortunate to survive it. We've been doing well. We're fully staffed, you know, and that's been a nice, it's nice to be able to avoid that problem.
And do you find that when you've got an opening, you've got it posted, did you ever have somebody say, where's Camas Valley?
Yeah, once in a while, people get us confused with Camas, Washington once in a while. So we get a few applicants, oh, you're not Camas, Washington? No, we're Camas Valley, Oregon. So we do get that every now and then. But after they find out, I mean, all our staff, I think all of our teachers commute. So we have support staff and classified that live in Camas Valley, but all of our staff comes from outside Camas Valley.
Well, and Camas Valley itself is not, I mean, I don't remember what the population is, but it's pretty small.
Yeah, 1,000, I think, is the official total, somewhere in that ballpark. So, yeah, we have, what, three churches, two stores, and a deli. You know, so it's small.
Is it with the younger potential teachers? I mean, do you find some of them really want to be in place, someplace bigger?
Oh, no, I think they like the small, a lot of my teachers and the new teachers too like the small class size. So that has been, it's a nice, you know, we have support for them and it's laid out to where, you know, when you have we cap at 20. So 20 is the max you can have in a classroom. So when you have that kind of setting, I think the teachers really enjoy that. And I think that's why we don't have a lot of turnaround. It's a place where the teachers like to be at.
What about bus drivers? That's been another area of shortages.
Boy, what a great group we have. They've been committed, and I have not had to fill a bus driving position. So they have stayed the course and with the pandemic, and they were there the 1 year. They were taking double trips. So they were up early and they're late, and it's a great group, but we've been fortunate not to have transportation issues.
So do you guys handle busing yourselves?
Yes, we have our own buses. We own our own buses.
And obviously let me ask how it works for some of the students coming from outside the district proper, because you're a charter school. What kind of things do you offer in terms of how far do you go with buses to pick kids up?
Yeah, we have a bus that runs to 10 Mile, a bus in Camas Valley, and a bus that runs to Winston. So we pick up in Winston, and a lot of kids from the area will come. If they're outside further than Winston, we'll come to Winston and get rides from there.
Now, the state was offering some funding last year, kind of tied to the pandemic, to offer some enhanced summer programs. What kinds of things did you guys do?
Our summer school, in the younger kids stuff, we have field trips and enhancement days where we do different activities with the kids. So it's kind of a on campus doing certain things one day, hands on, going on field trips on other days. And then we had the normal stuff with the credit recovery for the older kids.
And do you feel like the funding for that's going to be around for next summer?
I hope so, because it's a great avenue for the kids to get caught up, especially with the pandemic. The kids have been behind a little bit on some subjects, but it's nice to have that summertime to be able to fill some of that. So we've been fortunate in Camas Valley where we've kind of been the exception to the rule. Our reading scores came back, and we were 158% above normal. For last year, we put a lot of energy into our reading program, and so we've been very fortunate. And I think that year we did not lose when we got in early, helped, and so we haven't been as far behind as some places.
And with the summer programs, do you feel like there's some kids that are getting to do some things sort of for pleasure, but they get learning in the mix at the same time?
Yeah, because we promote it as fun, you know, so they come and then they get educational pieces mixed in with that, but we make it enjoyable for them. So I think they, you know, they think they're coming to have fun, and they do have fun, but they're learning at the same time.
So given where we are right now in education and funding and the size of your district, do you have some long-term plans, some things that maybe after the first few years you hadn't been able to incorporate or find funding for that you'd like to get to eventually?
Yeah, I think the funding has been, it's been really, it's been nice for us in a small school district, because we we've been able to do projects that we probably normally wouldn't be able to do. We're in the process right now of building a new track. So we have the new track that's going in. In fact, the new surface is going to happen here in a couple weeks. We build a new outdoor school facility that's got an outdoor cover area. We remodeled our kitchen. We redid our ag barn, and we hired an ag teacher, started an entire ag program, and then started an entire music program at the school, all with those funds.
And how have those two programs gone over?
They've gone over great. We have a lot of kids in the ag program. It has gone off. It is just taken off like crazy. So ag teachers trying to figure out how to have this many kids in ag. That's about the entire high school, it seems, sometimes. And the music is really taken off well, too. We're in the middle of building that program, starting stuff in elementary. We offer high school stuff, but it's building from elementary on up. So that program's been going very well.
It would seem like the ag piece is really kind of a natural camp for Camas Valley.
Yeah, I think when I first got there and found out that they had dropped ag a while back because of finances, we had an ag barn down there, and I was like, it was old and kind of broken down. I'm like, yeah, we're going to start ag back up. So we remodeled the ag barn, got that all fixed up, hired an ag teacher, and away we went.
And having music and being able to do more with that, especially in a rural area where maybe those opportunities aren't available in other places as easily, has that been beneficial?
It helps the kids. So it's kind of a well-rounded, I think small school might be a little bit limited. But we offer those programs. So, we have sports, we have the music stuff, we have the ag. So there's a lot of opportunities for kids that have different interests.
What about your school board? What's their role?
They're just a very supportive group. They're involved. Obviously, when you're making decisions on what to do for the school, you share with that, and they're a great help in the community to share what's going on with some of that stuff. And they've been very supportive. So they're a great group to be around.
And how many people do you have on the board?
There's five.
And so, are some of those newer, or have some of them been around for a while?
Combination thereof. So we have some that have been in the community a long time. So it's nice to have people that know the area, know the community, know the history of the school, and it gives them kind of them a little understanding of what's going on, in the area.
So. And what year did you say that was built?
1928.
Wow, so almost 100 years old. Do you ever think about building a new school?
Not at the current price tag of what it would cost. At times you think about that, but we remodeled, keep up things really well. I've just updated the kitchen area, updated classrooms, updated bathrooms. I'm in the middle right now of remodeling bathrooms and some other stuff. So we try to keep the building in good shape. It was built well. Back in 1928, they built things really well. And it's just a matter of keeping that thing maintained well. And we try to do a good job with that.
What about that older of a building, though, with all the technology and even maybe air conditioning?
We got air conditioning all the way out through the building, so we got mini splits in every single room, so that's not an issue. Tech stuff, we have tech in every single classroom. We have smart boards, we have everything you can think of pretty much in all of the classrooms.
And if somebody is thinking about maybe a grandchild or a child and maybe they like the sound of this more rural, smaller setting, how do they find out more about getting a kid enrolled?
Yeah, they just call the office at Camas Valley. Janine is our secretary there, and she will get information in the packet. It's been the school has been pretty – it's in the past we've had some waiting lists in different classes, so it's nice to call and find out what's going on with that. Because it's a school where, small class size, we focus on education, and so there's been a real draw to that school. So just call up. We'd love to have people get information about it.
All right, Superintendent Don Winsley of Camas Valley Charter School, thanks for coming in.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.